This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello and welcome to Savor, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have a episode for you that is just going to be a loose conversation where we're doing like a Vegas wrap-up thing.
Yes. Yes. Because we had a lot of good food when we were there.
Oh, yeah. In the three times that we've been there in the past like 6 months, which is weird.
It's a lot. I have to say, like, I loved it, but I am a bit Vegas'd out for now. I think, you know, just give me some time. But
yeah, no.
We did go a lot in very intense short trips.
Yeah, we were never there for longer than, like, 50 hours.
Yes.
Which is
a, I mean, it's lovely. It's lovely that we had this opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is not sponsored, but part of this was a sponsorship through the win. But it is something where, like, if I was going on a trip, ideally, I would spend more than 50 hours in the location.
Right, yeah, because at that point, you're thinking about your next flight as soon as your first flight lands, and you're just kind of like the entire time.
Yes, yes. And this is a different podcast, but if you want to look up all about what was going on, but the Formula One race, you can, but it was kind of chaos the last time we went there.
Yeah, they were starting to prepare for F1 in, you know, like shooting through the streets of Vegas, and which turned out to be an interesting cluster hug.
Yeah.
But yeah, even when we were there, like, they were starting to shut everything down. And so just getting from the airport to the Wynn that last time was a little bit hairy. But
yes, it turned out fine for us. That sounds so grim. but it did change the equation when it came to when am I going to get to the airport? So it was in the back of our heads the whole time of like, okay, I'm going to have to keep this in mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did have, over these three trips, many delicious things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. And yes, again, this episode is not sponsored, but our two trips to stay at the Wynn and interview humans and eat their food was sponsored. So we kind of went all out.
Yes. Yes, we did. Well, one time, we didn't even try to go all out. It just sort of came our way because of kindness.
Oh, yes, which is terrific. Okay, all right. So let's get into it. When we – and I think that we talked about this a little bit at the top of our interview with Chef Sarah Thompson. from Casa Playa at the Wynn Las Vegas. But yeah, so when we, the first time that we went in May, we had this dinner reservation at 8 p.m. local time.
Yes.
Which is like 11 p.m. to our bodies from Atlanta.
Yes. And I believe we all flew in that day.
Yeah, we had just flown in. We were like off the plane and straight to the restaurant, basically.
Yeah.
Which was good because we were all starving. But it was like, it was genuinely some of the best food I think I had ever had in my life. I think that there was some, like, we got some oysters and maybe some kind of like crudo, like just sort like raw fish kind of situation, all very simply prepared. But with such love and depth of flavor and beauty. And then we had such a great time talking to Chef Sarah that we were like, we have to go back to Casa Playa and eat more food there.
Yes. And on our second trip through the Wynn, because there was another trip that wasn't through them in between, but on our second trip.
More about that later. Yeah.
To Vegas. Yes. More about that later. Andrew and I came on the same flight. You came later. And when we were stuck in this Formula One traffic, you know, we're trying to make conversation. And Andrew was eventually like, hey, where are we going to go eat? And I was like, well, and I was giving him sort of the reservation rundown of all the reservations I had made on the plans I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I thought we could go back to Casa Playa again. And he was like, oh, I was hoping you would say that. And I told Lauren this. A lot of times when I go to a place that is not my home, my home base, I like to go to different places. I don't like to go to the same places over and over.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of a completionist. And so you want to try everything. You want the whole experience. You want every piece of the experience. And, you know, that's what it's about.
Yes. But this, I was like, there were a couple reasons for it. Ultimately, the food was delicious and it was in our hotel. And I was like, let's just do it again.
Yeah.
Let's just do it again.
Yeah.
But on top of that, and we're going to get into this in a second, not only do I not normally go back to the same place, I don't normally order the same thing if I do go back to the same place, not in my hometown. Again, in my hometown, I have my favorite dishes at
some
restaurants.
But
like if I'm going to a restaurant that is not in Atlanta, I'm usually like, okay, I'll try something different. But there were some things from Casa Playa, I was like, I think we got
to No, we need to order that again. I've been dreaming of that dish. I'm talking about the tamal. I am specifically talking about this squash tamal that Chef Sarah makes. That and they have that home masa program, and so they make their own fresh masa for this. Like I've never had a tamal this light and fluffy, and just sitting in this pool of the most beautiful green mole.
Yes,
and with basil. And just these little pieces of squash inside, and it's just...
It's so, like, wonderfully salty, but in a way that's not over-salty. It's just, like, savory and salty, but light at the same time. It's amazing, like, because I feel like a lot of times you go all in on something like that, and it is, like, too much salt or too much of something, but it is... like the most wonderful light salty bite.
it's like a little like cloud made of green, made of everything green and lovely.
Oh, it was so good. Well, so we should also specify before we get too much into this, we went in with a plan.
The second time, that first time we were all like high on sleep deprivation and hunger and travel and the whole thing. The second time we were like, okay, here's the rundown. Like we can't fill up to like we need to save room for a couple of the entrees that we haven't had before, but here's what we need to eat and here's what we need to try that's different this time.
Yes. So we had this plan in mind. We were like scoping out the menu, but we knew we wanted the tamal anyway.
Yeah.
Like that was gonna happen.
Yes.
That was gonna happen. And we had mentioned to the kind people at Blue Wire and at Wynn who had made this whole deal happen that we were going back.
Yeah.
Yes. So
And we were, because, you know, we were like, you know, like we'd love to say hi to Chef Sarah if she has a second to come out and say hi to us. Like, we know it's dinner service, it's busy and everything, but like, we just, you know, like, we'd love to say hey. And she took that gloriously as an excuse to shower us with extra dishes.
Yes. Oh my goodness, yes. But we didn't realize this until our plan, it was too late.
Yeah, we had already enacted our plan.
Yes, we'd already ordered all of these other things.
We had ordered everything that we already wanted. And then, was it like three extra, like two extra entrees, maybe an extra app, maybe two extra apps.
Yeah.
And then like.
Oh, desserts.
Three extra desserts.
Two extra
desserts hit the table. Yes. By the time it was the dessert course, those two extra desserts hit the table, and I literally said out loud, involuntarily, "Oh no!"
And the waiter said, "Oh yes." Yeah, the wait staff is so kind. They knew all about it the whole time while we're over here, like
dithering and.
But it was great. So before realization struck, we did order for kind of our appetizers. We ordered this very delicious Hawaiian snapper piece.
Yeah, that's just like this like crudo of little like like slivers or slices, like decent meaty slices of raw snapper with some crunchy corn nuts, which are such a delightful texture. And then how was the sweet potato there? I know that there was sweet potato in there, but I don't remember what format it was in. Maybe like little cubes.
And then there were like these super tiny slices of jalapenos.
Oh, right.
Because I was like, Lauren should not have that. I will take.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But it was all in this lovely, leche de tigre. Like sauce that was great.
It was. And this is the part where we were flying high. So because we didn't know it was coming.
No.
And we also got guac, and it comes with these, like, I think it's three sauces. Like salsas, yeah. And it was, oh, they were so good.
Yeah, and again, House Masa program. So these tortilla chips are like the best tortilla chips we've ever had in our lives. And the salsas are each delicious. And then this was before the madness started, right? I think we chose to skip the lobster tostada because we had had that the previous time.
Yes. And it was delicious. Like, these were tough decisions we had to make.
Yes.
Because Andrew had mentioned it in the ride. He was like, oh, that lobster's tostada. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. It was delicious. But we were trying to try the must-haves, but also, yeah, focus. Like, let's not get too full.
Let's not make ourselves miserable.
Yes, which we have been known to do. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really loved that one of the waiters recommended was the maitake mushrooms with white tamal, like mole blanco. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. That white mole, not white tamal, but white mole. I had never had a white mole before, and it was so nutty and roasty, but in a really light way.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's physically possible. And it just went, and that was the dish with the black truffle in it too.
Yes.
Just
and pine nuts.
Yes. All of these earthy flavors just warring with each other over which can be most earthy, but in a fun way.
Yeah. I was like subtly trying to just scoop up the sauce, the mole blanco.
I would drink any one of those sauces every day.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It was so good. And I liked that. I feel like the mushrooms had a pretty firm texture still. Like, the texture was kind of surprising for mushroom dishes for me.
Mm-hmm.
in a delightful way. I really loved it. Ooh, it was good. But then, yes, we did. We had, I think we ordered one main course.
Yeah.
Actually.
we ordered that. There was like a kind of special, I think, of a Dorado in banana leaf, a fish roasted in a banana leaf situation, that had some of that green mole and then some squash and other stuff. Yeah. Which was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is the point where we realized the kindness of Chef Sarah.
The eldritch kindness.
Yes. She came out and was so nice and so warm and welcoming. And by the way, their restaurant had changed since the last time we had been there. It had expanded.
Yeah, yeah. They had opened up a new little wing, which we were sitting in, which was lovely.
Yeah. And so we were just talking about that, and we were saying how much we loved the food and all this. And then this is when she reveals, like, oh, well, also, I thought you should have these two other entrees, which are, you know, some of our most popular, some of my favorite. And it was one of the most funny experiences of my life where I was so excited and so scared at the same time. Oh, no.
Yeah, because these were two dishes that we had the first go around. And so the only reason we hadn't ordered them again was because we wanted to try new things. But they were probably two of our favorite things we had that first go around. And I know that we talked about them, or at least one of them. We talked about those crab esquites. Esquites being like a corn situation, like a kind of a savory corn salad, usually with like a little bit of like cheese, like salty cheese, and usually a little bit of spicy something. And this one comes with like a bunch of like a really generous portion of beautiful crab, like that really plays, yeah, like the sweetness of the crab plays so well off of the saltiness of the esquites. And that's along with huitlacoche, which is like a fungal situation. Like a corn
fungus, but in a good
like
way.
Like a corn. Oh yeah, yeah. Like the fungi poop. Yeah. like a beautiful corn fungus situation, and I believe it has a little bit of black mole on the bottom of the dish. Mm. I think, and so it's just this like almost like a stew kind of situation, and just so every flavor. It's like the five spice of corn dishes. You're kind of really playing on every flavor coming together and melding in the exact perfect way.
Yes. It's like the most lovely salty, sweet, balanced creamed corn with crab situation you've ever experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all of those different savory layers from the fungal stuff and the mole. And oh, it is upsettingly good.
Yes. And I think it was slightly different the second time we had it. But still, both were excellent. But I think that we were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're becoming Casa Playa aficionados.
Oh, right. And then the other main that we had loved so much the first time is this short rib that she does. This just perfect short rib. It's,
yeah.
It's so tender, but also like it has like a really great burnt ends kind of vibe to it as well. If you've ever had barbecue that has the burnt ends, just that really good char layer, or not even char, but like crisp, like,
yeah,
it's like can't like meat candy.
Oh, it is. And it's like beautifully plated, because it also has avocado, shishito, tomatillo, and they're all like green around this, you know,
just decadent, perfect piece of short rib. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And all of those like bright green flavors contrasting with the richness of the meat. Oof. Oof. Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we're like, okay.
we're like, well, this has been insane. But
it's done for.
But we can't decide on one dessert. We need to order two because we obviously need to order two because there are so many different mm-hmm. desserts. And I think we settled on the horchata pudding. Because I was like, I love horchata. Let's do this. It also came with mm-hmm. like a hibiscus granita, which I was really mm-hmm. interested in. And then the chocolate peanut butter one, the Casa Playa Marigold, which mm-hmm. is like chocolate mousse and peanut butter marzipan ganache and caramel sauce. And we were like, yeah, sure. That sounds delicious. We definitely need to order those. And then two more came out.
Yes. This is when Lauren had her like, oh, no moment. But I have to say, they were both very good.
Yeah, and
I'm glad we tried them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, all right. So the horchata pudding also came plated lovely with this candy floss, with this like ring of candy floss on top, like pink, with these pretentious flowers in it. It was great. Difficult to eat, so nice. And the granita, like really, like the tart. If you've ever had hibiscus tea, if you've never had hibiscus tea, go out and try that. It's great. It's sort of that tart note that you get in Zinger teas from Celestial Seasonings.
Okay,
it's like that. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, paired so well with the kind of warm cinnamon rice pudding vibes of the horchata. That the marigold dish was beautiful. I did take a picture of that. I don't usually take pictures of food at restaurants because I don't want to be that guy.
Even though we're
literally that guy. Even though it's my job, I'm just like, oh, I don't want to look like it's my job.
I know.
Someone will think I'm an influencer.
No.
it was marigold colored, in fact, like really gorgeous, really rich. The peanut came through excellently. But then the other two, oh, I'm so glad that she sent them. There was this papaya shaved ice, which was just the biggest pile of papaya shaved ice. Like we could have sled in this. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, luckily it was so light. It did have it was just this mound of beautiful, sweet papaya shaved ice over like a scoop of maybe just like vanilla ice cream or something simple like that. And so, so luckily it was like refreshing. I was like, I know I'm still consuming calories when I eat it, but at least I feel refreshed and maybe ready to take another bite of something heavier. Because the other one that hit the table was flan, Carolina's flan, Carolina, a specific flan that was a perfect flan. I'm picky mm-hmm. about flan texture, and this was creamy and delightful and not at all bouncy, eggy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it came in this pool of like kind of like lightly spiced orange sauce with fresh figs.
Yeah.
It was like a dream that a cheesecake would have of being more perfect.
Like the cheesecake has a picture of the flan on the inspiration board like one day. Yeah, like honestly, I don't normally go for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just like not my thing.
It's not why you're there. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and I thought it was interesting because these two that they sent us kindly for free were not, I would never have gotten them.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would have ordered the flan in a heartbeat. But I would not have ordered the papaya shaved ice, I don't think. And I'm so glad that we had it.
So good.
It was delightful.
It was so good. And okay, I also have a funny anecdote here.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, super producer Andrew, And we'll talk about this a bit more later, but when we arrived before Lauren did, so we had a dinner without Lauren. I'm sorry, Lauren.
No, it was my own fault. I decided that I needed to go to Write Club Atlanta and I could not miss it. It was the first time back after a long period of being off. And so I was like, nope, I need to go to my live lit series and I can catch up with you the next day.
And that you did. And that you did. Mm-hmm. But we went to this dinner, which we'll talk about. But at the end of it, we had over-ordered, of course. And these hotel rooms don't have many fridges. They don't have – they do, but they're stocked. So they're not – yeah, empty. You can't put anything
in it's
there.
A mini bar. This is like a new trend in hotels that I strongly dislike, where you do not have access to your own mini fridge unless you pay for one.
Yes.
And on the one hand, I get it. It's a business, whatever. But, you know, like on the other hand, like that and heckin' coffee makers. I just need a coffee maker in my room. Just give me a Keurig, man. Like, I don't want to talk to someone before I have coffee. That's the point of coffee.
That's the shirt. That's the, the shirts everywhere about it. Yeah, there aren't coffee machines in most of the hotels I've stayed in Vegas.
Yeah, Or any schmancy hotel these days has these things. But right, there is a mini fridge in the room, but there are notices all over the place that if you actually put any of your things in the mini fridge, they will charge you for it. So
super producer Andrew was like, no. And he went and rented a mini fridge for his hotel room, which he said he was going to expense. I hope you did, super producer Andrew. You should.
Absolutely.
But I remember we had told our waiters this at Casa Playa, and they were like, here's what you need to eat first thing.
Yeah, yeah. here's what we'll
papaya-shaped ice. They were like, you got to eat that one. Yeah. The other ones can last.
Yeah, but that one's going to be, the flan's going to be fine tomorrow. You're on your own with the shaved ice. Yeah.
Yes. It was a delicious, delightful time. And we also got some cocktails, of course.
Yeah, of course. Marina's lovely, lovely cocktails.
Yes. So I got one that definitely had her fingerprint clearly on it, which is the Obsidian. Because it has the kind of, it was like black glitter salt.
Sea salt. Yeah, black sea salt on the rim. Yeah, it was basically a spicy margarita, but like just to the nth degree, because of course.
Of course. And it was lovely and it was spicy. I did enjoy it. And they are, I mean, they're very visually Instagrammable cocktails. Uh-huh.
That's what it's there for. Yeah. I got a sangria, which isn't usually my go-to, but I think I had already had a glass of wine before dinner. And I was like, let's stick with wine-based things tonight. So yeah, but it was a really interesting. It also had blood orange in it, and blood orange is one of the keywords that will get me to order something on a menu. I love blood orange. But yeah, it was just like Merlot and blood orange, and this cinnamon fig liqueur that just really added like this note of richness to it that I'm not, like, earthy richness that goes so well with the wine and the orange, but like I was not expecting. She's a wizard.
Yes. And then both Andrew and I got the La Santa Old Fashioned, and it comes with a presentation.
Oh, right. Is that that's the smoked one, right?
Yes.
I love a smoked cocktail.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, you know, one of the they bring it over on a tray with a dome, you know, with a dome of glass over the cocktail, and they release the dome, and then the smoke comes billowing out, and so it's like a little mini spa day if you've never seen it.
Yes,
it's great. They light things on fire in front of you. It's aces, aces all around.
I have to say, I have kind of uncharitable is the word that's coming to mind. I don't think it's uncharitable. But I have a thing where I observe people in vacation situations.
Okay.
And I just try to figure out what's going on. And the table next to us, whoever you are, if you're listening, that the woman at the table was jealous of what was going on at our table. She she was like, what are these desserts? What is all of this? And whoever she was with, for whatever reason, was like not into it. He was like, I'm done. And I almost like, if I was a different version of me, I would have invited her to.
Yeah, been like, hey, girl.
We can't eat this, possibly.
Come on.
But I remember when this cocktail came out, she was just like,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, and then I was trying to remember the first time that we went. It's not on the menu anymore. And I, like a fool, I haven't been taking photos of the menus. That's usually how I remember what we had. Because especially at these hyper-seasonal places, you know, like by the time you do an episode about something, it's maybe not going to, it's probably not going to be on the menu anymore. These things change over so frequently. But yeah, that marigold cocktail that we had the first time, I think that we talked about it previously.
We did. I took a video of the dessert they made. That was a whole thing, like with fire and a presentation.
Oh, great.
So we can share that, but and that's not on the menu anymore because I looked, because I thought they were going to bring us that. I sound so spoiled now. You kind of spoiled me with this wonderful experience.
Oh, the one with the melting, very like 80s, but in a good way, with a, like a melting chocolate ball that that like dissolves into like a second presentation of a dessert in right in front of you. It's gorgeous,
and it was delicious. And we also said that time, please give us no more food, and they're like, no more food.
Yeah,
here it is.
Yeah. I think that at that point, that first time, we had told our waiter that we were there to interview Chef Sarah the next day, and she was like, what? That's awesome. Sarah is the best. You need to try a dessert.
Yes. And we were like, please.
And she brought it anyway.
And they brought it out, we're like, okay.
We were like, oh, great. Thank you.
And then it was good.
It was so good.
She was right.
It was correct.
I did take a picture of the cocktail, but I didn't take a picture of the menu. So it was good. It was very, and that was right after we had done our Marigold episode. So I was sort of like,
yeah, Kismet. Yeah, things. Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking for a while, though. So what do you say we take a quick break for a word from our sponsor?
Oh, okay. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsors.
Yes, thank you.
And yes, we are continuing our look back, our retrospective of our time in Vegas and all the delicious food we have. I feel like this is punishment in the nicest way.
Yeah.
For all the times you listeners write us about things.
About delicious, delicious things. Yeah.
Yes.
Suckers.
Here you go. And this one is from our first trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah, right. I wanted to touch briefly on our visit to Lakeside because we went there our second night that we were there in May because we were going to be talking with Chef Dave the next day, who is the chef of that restaurant. And this one is a little bit more, Casa Playa is a little bit more of like a lounge vibe. It's a little bit more chill. You won't get in trouble for vaping there. Lakeside is a little bit, a little bit fancier, like a little bit more, more, white tablecloth-y about things. And I cannot remember everything that we ate. I know that there was a bouillabaisse because we've done an episode on bouillabaisse. So of course we ordered it. And it was with the fish of the day and it was so good.
It was so good. And I have never had bouillabaisse before.
Oh, really? That was your first? Oh, what a lucky first that was.
I know. But I feel like, and we talked about this, because I've always thought that it was going to be a more like tomato-y thing. And this was a very savory, like thicker bouillabaisse.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. You know, I love a good... I love a good soup, stew, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it had so much fresh seafood in it. We were sitting right next to where we could see them working with all the fresh
seafood. Yeah, there was a little bit of an open kitchen vibe. And it was really cool.
Yes, but it was so good.
The other things that I definitely remember, the cocktail that I ordered, and I'm not totally positive what it was very tart. I remember it being very tart. But it came in this beautiful, blowfish, like pufferfish shaped cocktail glass. And I was like, yes, like I'm so into pufferfish. They're so weird. They're so weird. I love them so much. And so I was immediately enchanted. It could have been anything in that glass and I would have been the happiest with it.
Well, I'm pretty sure, hilariously enough, many pictures exist of that.
Oh,
we
yes.
Didn't take pictures of the food.
Like anything else. Oh, yeah. I think that I've already posted one. Yeah.
Yes.
But we'll have to. We'll definitely do a photo. Do some photo posts. But the only other thing that I definitely remember is that the pastry chef came by the table to talk to us about his menu.
Yes, and it was so sweet. Because we had gotten something. Which again, their menu has changed, so I couldn't find exactly what it was. But it was kind of a like lighter fruit-based pastry thing. And we didn't know it was the pastry chef, when he came up to us. But he was so excited about it. And when he was like, oh, it was me, and it was this creation, and I love this ingredient, and I was thinking about how it could work. Like, he was just so excited about it, and it just made it so much better to be like, oh, okay, wow.
Really,
because it was delicious anyway without him, but having him come over and be like so honestly excited that we liked it and that these ingredients were in it, and he was like, this is where I got the idea. It's like, oh.
a really, really dear human person. And I love it when a chef it comes to the table, that I'm always like really like blown away. Like it has exactly the intended effect on me where I'm like, ooh, I feel important now. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like a fancy person. Mm-hmm.
And they definitely didn't know we were podcasters talking to some of the people who worked there. So it was kind of an interesting, like, oh, this is just so dear. Yeah. It's so sweet. Thank you.
Oh my God. Also, like, I will say, like, super solid wait staff at literally every place that we went to the entire time that we were there. Every single hardworking service industry member was a delight to interact with.
And they were very patient with our, I mean, patience almost not even the right word. They were just like, yes, we've heard this question before. Here's your answer.
And
you'd be like, oh, I kind of like this or kind of like that. Very knowledgeable and patient.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to talk about the one brunch that we had together, because usually in the mornings we were either still full from the previous night or like kind of like scrambling to get ready to go do an interview, just like trying to get our in-room coffee to wake our brains up. But one time we went for brunch together to a place in the Wynn called Hardeen, which is in this bizarre little atrium of a room with these disco ball columns, like Greek columns covered in glass bits. Vegas is so weird. Vegas is such a strange town. Everything is meant to sensorily overwhelm you constantly. And I'm like, good job. I am overwhelmed. Great. That's cool. I don't know what to do with all of this information at all. This is terrific. Cool.
Yes. Yeah. And that was another instance of definitely having a very busy staff, but a very like attentive and helpful waiter that we had who was like, okay, I think you should get this.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you should get this. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was nice. I accidentally ordered, because I was trying to go for something light because I was still full and I knew we were going to be eating more later. Mm-hmm. But I love tuna and I wanted to get these tuna fin tacos, but they were an appetizer.
Yellowfin tacos. Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yellowfin tacos. Yes. And I was like, okay, so I'll get two orders of that and that'll be a meal. And it turns out that was false. That was wrong. That was way too much.
one order would have been a meal for you. But yes. Andrew and I were certainly glad that you had the second order of them.
I'm very glad. I was panicking. I remember I was like, should we get his attention? I can't do this. When I realized my mistake I had made.
No, it was a terrific mistake. It was lovely. Just really good. Maybe it was seared. Maybe it was just raw. But yeah, just lovely tuna. It had some tahini on it, which was really so fresh and light and lovely. I had an avocado toast because I'm totally that guy. Like I will order. I am the millennial who will order an avocado toast. Thank you. But it was so good. It was on like a great sourdough. And of course I got the smoked salmon on it too. And there was some like radish to really set it off. Just great. Oh, and then Andrew, predictably, we all ordered very predictably. And Andrew ordered the main lobster Benedict.
Yes.
That lobster was beautiful. I'm not always a fan of lobster. Like, I feel like lobster is like overhyped.
Uh-oh, Andrew's going to come for you.
Just, it's not always good. Like, I mean, like, if it's not prepared well, then it's, like, tough and kind of flavorless.
Right.
But if it's, like, fresh and good, then it's heckin' lovely. And this was heckin' lovely. I'm, like, mad about it.
Oh, my gosh. And if it's not clear, we are definitely the bunch that we all are like, have a taste.
Yes. Yeah. Food is always a shared experience for me.
Please try this. We tried all these things and, oh. So good. And there were definitely some lovely light mimosas. Andrew got a smoothie.
Yeah. Nice. What was it called? The Muscle Hustle.
The Muscle Hustle. Yes. That is such an interesting thing also happening at hotels now where it's like, stay in shape while you're eating everything we have. I'm not casting judgment on you, listeners, or Andrew. I do it too. But it's just funny to me, the marketing juxtaposition. Yes.
It's like indulge, but in a fit way. Like, yep.
Cool. You're right.
All right.
Yeah. I also want to, quick note here, we never did the traditional Las Vegas brunch. This was
the buffet brunch.
The buffet brunch, which is a whole thing. But this was delightful, wonderful. Maybe one day.
Yeah, if I can't necessarily speak for you. I think you had the same experience. But if I had not been so absolutely stricken with nerves, on our second trip, which was for the iHeart Music Festival, where they put us, I think we talked about it, they put us in this weird, like, life-size action figure box and made us podcast outside of a concert hall.
Where I could hear the Foo Fighters while I'm trying to talk about this fish that's endangered.
They didn't make us, they invited us, and it was lovely, and I'm so glad to have had the strange experience of doing it. It was great. It was very odd. But if I hadn't been so terror-stricken at the idea of doing that later, I would have loved to have gone to a breakfast buffet that morning. That would have been the perfect time to do it. Just really, really fill up on, like, all of the whatever, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It's hard to describe how decadent they are. And I'm the same. Like, if we had been there for longer than we were there, yes. But I was so worried about these interviews and conducting myself at a work thing that I was like, okay, I don't think I can absolutely die while eating so much at a buffet that I can't, like, get up out of bed.
You don't want to have nap brain when you're trying to run an interview or run an episode. That's not ideal.
It was not ideal. It wasn't the right time.
No. We're gonna have to go back. When? Call us. We had such a nice time. We obviously had a nice time. We're still talking about it. Okay. So I want you to tell me about that dinner, because y'all went to that the night that I was not there, because I was stubbornly going to a social event in Atlanta. Y'all went to one of the steakhouses at the Wynn, the SW Steakhouse.
Yes, we did. And that was part of, I mean, I wanted to go, don't get me wrong, but it was also like, they have a huge wine program.
We were interviewing
the person in charge of that, Jeff, about all of the wines. And so I was like, here, we're going to go here. And it's right next to Lakeside, so you can see the like light show and the whole thing. Andrew and I tried to be conservative in what we ordered, but we failed.
I will say all of these places are very, very pricey. I don't think that we would have ordered even the relatively conservative way that we did if it was our own money. We had a quite generous per diem from the Wynn, because they wanted us to be able to talk about all this stuff. But they give you, like, although it is pricey, like, we never encountered the, like, I'm still hungry. The worst part is I'm still hungry situation. Not even a whisper of it.
No. It was more like, I'm going to go rent a mini fridge, which super producer Andrew did after this first meal that we had.
Okay, but tell me about it. Yeah.
Okay, so we did get some lovely wines. We had a sommelier come by. It was wonderful. She was super nice. And we talked about that in that interview where I was like, I'm always nervous about this, but she was so nice and she never made me feel like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. She was just like, oh, what do you like? What about this? Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah.
But for our appetizers, we got this short rib ravioli.
Oh.
And it was so decadent. It was so good. Oh my God. Like the sauce. Again, it was another, like, I'm just going to eat this sauce until it's gone.
Can I drink the sauce? Yeah.
Situation.
I love it when places know this and they bring you a spoon. That's one of my favorite things. I'm just like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. They knew. And then we got the main lobster gnocchi, which had like shaved black truffle on it.
What? What?
Oh no. No, it was so good. Same thing. And we had bread, so we were like scooping up, like, give me everything.
No, gnocchi is like, one of the other like keywords that I will usually order on a menu.
Oh my God. It was so good. And I did appreciate this because I feel like sometimes at restaurants they don't always do this. But we asked and we were like, should we get more? And she was like, no, you're good. like, you're going to be fine. Because they were very comforting, like, warm, savory, bright dishes. And then we got this dry-aged steak, which you're supposed to share. I think it could have fed four people. It said for two. I think it could have been for four. it was delicious. But we definitely, that was when Andrew was like, I think I got to get this mini fridge.
Yeah. That's legit. That is a legit problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. And we did not finish it at all. And in fact, I ate it for several days, perhaps before, after I should have, but I did. And it was great.
You took it with you?
Yes. He took his half and I took my half. I did not rent a mini fridge and he did. So
it's dry aged. It's fine.
That's what I kept telling myself.
Well, we're both fired.
Yeah. Sorry. But it was nice. Wow. It was nice. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I did wind up participating in a steak situation, the third night for you and second night for me that we were there, when we went out to Old Vegas. But do you want to run through some of the cocktails that we had on the Wynn campus first before we get to there?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, these menus do change quite frequently. But you know, like we were like kind of generous as they were. We were like low key scrambling to use these per diems and to try as many things as we possibly could. Right. And they have all of these. The Wynn has all of these little beautiful themed cocktail bars scattered throughout the resort. One that we went to that's overlooking, Annie, you mentioned earlier the light show.
Yes.
This is a whole thing. they have this pond and waterfall and light show, and this animatronic frog puppet comes up out of the forest, yeah. And he's mm-hmm. a Frank Sinatra themed frog, and he sings at you. And there's all of these lasers and like projections and like fountain things happening. And it's again, like the whole point of Vegas is to just overwhelm you into spending money. And it worked. It worked. Again, it worked.
Yes.
So this one cocktail bar that we actually went to when we got back from Old Vegas that night is called the Aft Cocktail Deck. And it was a little bit chilly that night. And a lot of their drinks are very, very like cool refreshers. So it was a little bit of a vibe mismatch. But one thing that I'm a sucker for on a cocktail menu is like a clever riff on a Negroni. And another thing I'm a sucker for is shiso leaf. Shiso leaf, if you're unfamiliar, we'll have to do an episode about it sometime. It's in the mint family. Yeah. It's kind of that bitter, pretty leaf, green leaf that comes with sushi a lot of the time. And yeah, so this had like gin and like some lychee and some bitter, like wine cordial kind of thing, and vermouth and bergamot and shiso leaf. And I was like, this is perfect. This is like, what a perfect little nightcap kind of cocktail.
It was nice because we got to sit outside and see everything. It was a little chilly, but we got these cocktails. Lauren and I were kind of complaining before about how we were cursed to certain glasses because we always order the same things,
like family of drinks.
Yeah, and I do appreciate this. Most of these drinks come in like a sturdy wine, like what I would call a wine glass,
like a goblet. Yeah, like a legit, yeah. Not even a wine glass, but a heckin' goblet.
Yes.
I think Vegas knows. I think Vegas understands what it has going on, and it doesn't want you to spill their lovely cocktails. Like Marina wants you to have a better time than that. Because you are cursed to coupe glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Every drink you order comes in a fragile, spillable little coupe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a curse. The curse of
it
the
is.
Coop.
The curse of the coop. Yeah, yeah. I'm cursed to getting weirdly shaped ice cubes smacking me in the face when I try to take a sip of something because it doesn't come with a straw and it comes with giant ice. So.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well.
But I wanted to mention it. The second time that we went to the Wynn, we were staying over in the Encore side of the resort, and which is just like a slightly different vibe. But right downstairs from the hotel room elevators, there are like two little lounges, one called Lobby Bar, which has this weird, beautiful tree nymph art piece in the center of it that's gigantic and makes you feel a little bit like you're about to get crushed by an ant.
Yes. It's very like I'm in an A24 horror movie and I just don't know quite what's going to happen yet.
What the twist is yet. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Is it a good like go women twist? I don't know.
I'm not sure yet. This might go very poorly for me. But the drink that we had there, first of all of these delightful little bars all have the same little like Chex Mix blend of, of peanuts and seasoning and stuff, and they're so good. Heck.
Yes.
As a bar snack, really I'm sold. But the drink that I most remember from there, because we went a couple of times when we were just like in between errands that we were running, was this one called the Kismet that had it was like some kind of flavored like melon flavored vodka, and then some champagne, a little bit of bergamot, and then a little melon skewer, this beautiful little melon skewer, and a shiso leaf. I was like, okay, it sold me on the shiso leaf and the champagne, but that melon skewer was heckin' delightful. I'm not usually a fruit skewer kind of person because I feel like it kind of like gets in the way of my drink.
Right.
Like I'm not here for a fruit salad. Like if I wanted a sangria, I would order a sangria. But this was delightful. And those melon pieces were great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll say like there are a couple of ingredients that I just feel are very that I don't run into a lot in my like common haunts in Atlanta, but in Vegas or everywhere.
Everywhere.
And one is lychee, like everywhere.
Yeah, that was fascinating. And like not even like not even just like a marina shtick, like because you can tell, like especially having spoken with her a little bit about her process, like you can tell like some of the things that she enjoys incorporating into different concepts. But yeah, big lychee town.
Yeah. And so I would often be like, okay, I'll get that one. And it was always lovely. It's always like a nice kind of lightly sweet thing. Mm-hmm. But it was just sort of, it was one of those things where I was like, oh, okay, lychee. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Oh, and one other place that I wanted to shout out because it was kind of our home bar while we were there, like if it was where, like if I had homework to do before we went off to an interview or something like that, like there was no cafe really immediately available. So I went to this bar called the Eastside Lounge that was also kind of right downstairs from our rooms. And they had like a little bit, maybe things that were a little bit sweeter on the, like a little bit more like tropical, what's the word I'm looking for? Like touristy cocktails, but still very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
I also had an excellent, you know, $6 sparkling water one time.
I remember I think the day we were going to the airport, Andrew was like, I'm at the bar. And I was like, what? And I came down and he was drinking coffee. He'd gotten it from the bar. I was like, they have coffee?
They have coffee? Yeah, they do.
Yes. But it was not. Yeah, they had. And that was right outside where you could see, like, the beach.
The pool.
Not the beach. The pool. the beach.
No, but, no beaches in Vegas. No, not usually.
No. They try to convince you they're there, but yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was nice. It was a very nice bar. We heard a lot of funny conversations with the bartenders who were very kind.
Oh, yes.
And the drinks were nice. Yes.
Yeah. And then the cafe we did go to, the cafe right before we went to interview Jen, who is the pastry chef for the resort. And so we had not ordered, we weren't positive that we had like experienced her work yet at that juncture. Mm-hmm. So we made sure to stop by Cafe Al Teatro to grab a pastry. And yeah, we mentioned it briefly that it was this like lime curd pastry, just like really, really nice, like really nice, delicate laminated pastry dough shell with a little bit of lime curd filling, and then like really pretty poofs of whipped cream, mm-hmm. contrasting with these like crunchy meringue bits and pretentious gold leaf topping. Oh, so nice.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it's very beautiful. We had we struggled to decide what we were gonna get.
We did. The lady at the pastry case was like looking at us like really, really, come guys. On, well.
She was very nice, but she was like,
and yep, and like no one else was in line, so it wasn't like really immediately, but yeah, but we were like, oh, okay. I also got a ham and cheese baguette that I think saved my life that day because I needed a calorie that was not pastry. I would have died if I had not consumed food. It was good that I didn't die.
Oh, definitely. Very important. Very important. Well, we do have a little bit more for you.
Oh, heck, we do. This is going on way longer than we thought it would. But as it turns out, we like talking about food. So we are going to take one more quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so we wanted to kind of wrap this up with a few of the places that stood out when we actually got off campus from the Wynn and went elsewhere. One of them was the bar at the Cosmopolitan, which is this like 3 or 4 layer chandelier designed bar. It looks like you're in a chandelier.
Yes.
Again, just overwhelming. And different drinks at these weird little bar situations. And like we kind of snuck through a party to kind of get to the top.
We didn't mean to, but somehow.
We didn't mean to. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I yet again, Making this list made me realize how predictable I am. I definitely got a drink called Squeeze My Lemon, which definitely had a shiso leaf in it. Mm-hmm. It was like gin, pink grapefruit liqueur, Manzanilla Sherry, which also caught my eye because we did that sherry episode.
Yes.
Some like lemon, some yuzu bitters, and a shiso leaf. I was like, of course I'm going to get the one with the shiso leaf. I just want to eat shiso all the time.
Mm. Those drinks were so good.
They were lovely. They were great.
Oh my God.
A lot of the other places that we went to, that was the night that Annie kind of dragged us around the New Vegas Strip and like took us into all of her favorite spots, which is a really eclectic mix of spots.
Yeah. Yes. I would be like, look up at the ceiling. All right, we're moving on.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do. Let's go. Let's go.
I just want to show you this.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And like, it's so funny going into all of the different, Vegas is such a weird city. Like, it's so funny going into all of the different resorts and like seeing just what they're up to, you know? Like, there are a bunch of places that are as fancy as the Wynn and like very new and flashy and updated and big art everywhere and stuff like that. And then there's maybe like a slightly more outdated layer that's a little bit maybe run down, like a little bit, what's a word for trashier that's not trashier? like, you know, but like maybe a little bit trashier. Kitschy. Trashier is what I mean. And just right, like maybe it's like pirate themed or you know, whatever it is that it is.
And how dare you call out Treasure Island?
I apparently dare.
Wow.
And like seeing the crowd in all of these different spots and kind of like Vegas is very much a city where you have to vibe check constantly. I felt like I was rolling for perception. About once every 20 minutes, because like what you try to order from a bar, like just walking up to any individual bar and being like, okay, am I actually going to ask for one of the fancy cocktails on this list or am I going to ask for like a gin and tonic?
Right.
Because that is a bit, there is a big difference in vibe. What's the place that we went to? You wanted to sit in the atrium. Which was lovely, so that we could kind of like see just like the people and the dome. It's in like a dome. What place is that?
The Mirage.
The Mirage.
Because it's like all the foliage. Yeah.
The foliage in the Mirage.
Foliage. Not foliage. Foliage.
Yes, clearly. And there was a bachelor party there. There was a bachelor party at who had sidled up to the same bar in the hotel lobby. That were dressed as like they were like dressed as like centurions, like they were like like Roman military, vaguely 300 vibe kind of situation.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we can only assume they were at Caesar's Palace, right?
Nobody knows. We did not inquire.
No, we did not. We were trying to definitely not interact.
Yes, specifically. Yeah, that was not a fancy cocktail bar. Still delightful.
No.
Lovely experience.
Yeah.
But we also did one of the very fancy things that we went to was when we were there for the iHeart Music Festival, our boss, Will Pearson, who is a terrific human person, took all of us podcasters who he had like swindled into coming out to this thing out to dinner. At one of the like fancy reservation dinners that iHeart had set aside for impressing fancier people than us, but he took us because he likes us. Or that's what he said anyway.
Hope
it was
so.
This place at the MGM called the Bardot Brasserie, and it was so nice. It was it's like a French, if you couldn't tell from the term brasserie, it's like a French steakhouse theme. He ordered us not one but two shellfish towers.
I wish he had said he was going to do that.
Again, we would have planned our ordering differently.
I would have not gotten my ultimately very delicious main course. But if I had known, there was a whole section of oysters that I was just staring at like, no one's eating them because we're all so full.
We're all so full
wasted
already.
Wasted oysters.
Yeah, like we had already ordered apps and mains. And then these two. I mean, we were a table of maybe like a dozen people, but heck, very good. Even like the shrimp were terrific. There was lobster on there, man.
Good.
It was great.
Yeah.
There's some clams. I'm not used to seeing clams on a shellfish tower. It was terrific.
It was, but my heart broke.
Yeah.
My heart. I was like, oh no. I have to wave my white flag.
I had also ordered, they have on the menu, and it's a different version of it now, but I think it's like a seasonal changeover of like the presentation basically, or like the like accoutrement. But they have this foie gras parfait that they do as an app, which is like this like whipped foie gras that's almost like a cheesecake. And it's slightly sweet. I mean, foie gras tends to be a little bit sweet. It's sort of the nature of the thing. But like slightly sweet and like played up with the version I had a berry sauce, like a blended berry, like cold soup kind of situation at the bottom of the plate. It was so good. It was so rich and so good. It came with like perfect little sourdough bread bits that really set off the whole sweetness situation. I was like, but I was overwhelmed already before the mains had even hit the table, and it was so much of it. And I was just I literally got up and was like walking the plate around the table. I was like, eat some of this.
Yes, please.
They were like, everyone was like, what is this thing? Do you work here now? What are you offering us? And I was like, it's foie gras. It's a little bit sweet. It's great. Try some. And like a lot of people, foie gras is one of the things that especially I think people are reticent to try if they don't like different, if they don't like different foods, or like they've heard that it's produced in an irresponsible manner all the time. My like line by the time I got all the way around the table was like, if it makes you feel better, geese are assholes. Still not a lot of takers. Will did try some, which I really respect him for.
It was delicious. I remember.
Yeah. The main that I got was another short rib thing. I ate a lot of short rib in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
I got a swordfish thing.
Oh, right. Because of the swordfish episode. Because you hadn't had it, right?
No, I had never had it, and it was delicious. It was really good.
Yeah.
But this was another instance where I was like, why do I not have a refrigerator?
Why do I not have a fridge? Right?
I can't eat it all.
Yeah, I ate like 4 bites of that heckin' short rib.
Terrible. Yeah. It was delicious. It was delicious. And then I had a meal by myself where I had these hand rolls, and it was really, really good. Really, really. It was actually a nice experience because the chefs were just talking to me about it.
Oh, that's great. Like at a sushi bar.
Yeah, but they weren't. I don't know. It was just kind of interesting because it was more like they were bored almost, and they were talking to me instead of like I don't know, let's impress her.
It
was sweet. Yeah, but I did want to say, I noticed when I was like, where can I eat? For lunch, I noticed that the MGM had Kurabuta pork.
I think would be
Kurabuta.
Everywhere.
And it said it was the Wagyu of pork. And I was like, why is this? I've never heard of it. Why is it on literally every menu at the MGM? So I think that's a future episode to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Kurabuta just means like black pig in Japanese. So I'm sure it's just a specific breed of pig that someone at the MGM clearly has been like, no, this is what's up. This is what is up. Yeah.
They're definitely like that. Yep.
Yeah. I think that day I was again so nerve-wracked about the idea of going into this action figure box of a podcast studio and making literally anything happen that I was just like in my room being anxious. So I think I just like did the classic Vogelbaum and just ordered like a smoked salmon bagel room service and was just like, don't talk to me.
I figured it because like I feel like I sent a text to like a bunch of people and they were all like, no response. Mm-hmm. And I was like, understood.
Yeah.
I shall go and get my hand rolled.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. We saved perhaps the weirdest and most lovely, or not most lovely, but like most Vegas experience for last. Because Annie took us out to Old Vegas the last night that we were in town on our last trip there. because neither super producer Andrew or I had ever been before. You know, like these were the first times we had ever been to Vegas ever. And, you know, we had been staying in New Vegas, and New Vegas is on like one side of the airport and Old Vegas is kind of equidistant on the other side of the airport. Because apparently in the history of Vegas, they ran out of Vegas in the Old Vegas. And so they started building the New Vegas. It's all very political and interesting in a weird, like, mafia ties kind of way. So you have a favorite restaurant in Old Vegas.
I do. So if you've never been to Vegas or have only been to New Vegas, yes, there is a very fascinating history here. But if you go like 10, 15 minutes away from New Vegas, the Strip, as they call it, that's where Old Vegas is. There's a bunch of the older casinos there. There's also a lot of cooler new stuff they're doing there. But I love this restaurant that is located in, I believe it's called Four Roses, called Hugo Cellar. And it's like you go down into a cellar. It's old school. It is.
Oh yeah,
so old school.
it's a steakhouse. It's a basement steakhouse. And yes, this is actually one of my very favorite types of restaurant because I was born a 65-year-old man, and so I love stuff like this. Like, all I want is to go into a basement and eat a giant steak. Like, that's great. Like, that's perfect. Yes.
When you told me that, I remember being like, oh, good. Because it was one of those things where I was like, I don't know how they're going to feel about this. Like, this is a really, it's a thing. It's a specific experience.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then you said that, and I was like, oh, well, I think this might be for you.
Yeah. Like, I want it to come with blanched vegetables. Like, I maybe want to eat a Caesar salad. Like, I want a shrimp cocktail, and I want a cocktail to come in a tableside shaker that you pour yourself, or like maybe like a sidecar of this. Like, they couldn't fit the whole cocktail into your silly martini glass, so they're going to serve you a side of your own cocktail on ice in an ice bucket so that you can refresh your own at will. That is all that I want.
That's what happened.
And that is literally what happened. And I was like, yes. Yes, this is exactly what I wanted. Great.
It was awesome. It was so funny.
It was beautiful.
Because I didn't know that necessarily, but then when the cocktail came out, and I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what you were talking
exactly
about.
Exactly it. Oh, heck. Yeah. Yep. So Hugo's Cellar, it's in the basement of this old casino. Old Vegas is definitely like less expensive than New Vegas and a little bit stickier.
Everybody we told we were going there at the Wynn were like, really?
Yeah, come on. but also like a lot of it's a lot more, I don't know, like vibrant, I want to say. Like there's a lot more like kind of, there was a lot of like local bands playing and kind of that kind of vibe, which I really enjoyed.
Art shows,
stuff like that. Yeah. But okay. So Hugo's Cellar. So we go down into the cellar. They give all the ladies a fresh cut red rose. I'm pretty sure they thought that we were on a date with Andrew. We did get a shrimp cocktail. It was hecking glorious. I got a Manhattan because that's what I do with these places. But okay, so this place, the whole theme was like way too much food.
Again,
we weren't even trying. We were attempting to be reasonable, but like, so every entree there comes with like a bread and cracker basket to start you off. And then this tableside salad that they come with a full salad bar to your table, like a salad bar on wheels comes to your table. And this guy is just shouting ingredients at you. And you say yes or no. And he tosses your salad and then hands it to you. And I could swear that there were more ingredients than this. But the ones that I pulled from the menu online are baby tomatoes, marinated artichokes, hearts of palm, sliced mushrooms, blue cheese, croutons, roasted pine nuts, chopped eggs, red onions, and tiny little bay shrimp. Mm-hmm. And Annie, I think you said yes to all of that.
I did. I was like, just say yes. He was like, okay. And did I finish the salad? No, because it was way too big. Because
it was a full dinner worth of salad. We're yeah. 1.5 courses in, and like we're already full. And I'm like, oh no.
Yes.
At which point they hit you with a little intermezzo of heck and raspberry sorbet in a tiny little cone, which is delightful. But I don't need more food at this point because, okay, so we knew that we were in trouble.
Yes.
And we attempted to split a prime rib because I wanted the mm-hmm. prime rib because, of course, I wanted the prime rib. See above reborn a 65-year-old man. And just want to dip my steak in horseradish sauce and I want to eat my really bloody steak. That's what I want to do. So we attempted to split the 16-ounce prime rib. And the waiter was like, of course we can do that. No problem. I'm pretty sure something got lost in translation. Maybe they thought they were being nice.
Yeah, I agree.
But that was a full, that was not a half portion.
It's like each. We got two.
We definitely each got a full 16-ounce prime rib. And I was like, I'm going to die. This is going to be where it ends for me.
We tried so hard. We were like, look, we cannot eat this much.
We can't.
Will you please?
And take he was pity like, on us.
Of course. And then he comes out these plates. And I remember being like, there's no way.
There's literally no way.
This is half. It's bigger than my face.
Yeah.
We tried our best.
We did. It was again. Like we were going to be wandering around. We couldn't. We don't have mini fridges. We couldn't take it with us.
Oh, there's garlic mashed potatoes involved too.
Oh yeah, those were great. Yeah. And then there's also included in this whole thing, they bring you out a plate of like chocolate dipped like fresh strawberries and dried fruit. And then they're like, do you want dessert? And we were like, no.
Please. Leave us.
We were like, stop. What are you talking about?
It was like on each of our plates, I did the best I could with this. Like, oh, I feel terrible about myself.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And then, like, I was trying to make things better. So I do love an espresso after a meal. And so I ordered an espresso. And, like, I was so full. I was like, yeah, make it a double. And the cup of espresso that came out was a coffee cup. It was a coffee cup full of espresso. It was the size of a normal. It was easily 6 to 8 ounces of espresso. Easy. I'm going to say eight.
Oh, my God.
I was like, how did you just overwhelm me with the digestif? Like, what? But I was awake for the rest of that night. It was terrific.
For our Halloween band we stumbled upon later.
And
the people ziplining above us.
Right, because so part of the shtick in Old Vegas is they've shut down one of these old streets and like turned it into its own little weird theme park. It's got like this LED screen domed above above the two rows of buildings that the mm-hmm. street goes down through the middle of, and you can zip line. Because of course you can. You can zip line through that. Everyone's like, did you do that? I was like, no. I had just ate.
You don't even want to know how much.
A completely ludicrous amount of steak. I'm not going to zip line after that. But yeah, it was right before Halloween. And there was this Halloween-themed band that was playing for free just out in the public square, and they were Halloween themed because of their song choices, I guess, which included like war pigs. I don't know, that's kind of Halloweeny.
The time warp
yeah, sure, yeah. Sure, from Rocky Horror, yeah. Mm-hmm. but the band members were each dressed in dressed up as like spooky characters. Like the front man was Jack Skellington. The lead guitar was Beetlejuice. He was really good. He was rocking. He got so bored during Time Warp that he started playing the fret upside down. I was like, all right, man, I've never seen that, but that's aces. That's terrific. Good for you.
It was great. It was like such a fun thing to stumble upon.
Yeah.
That's kind of the beauty of Vegas is like, you don't know.
You never know. It was lovely. Thank you so much for taking us there.
Thanks for coming. I had such a good time being like, let's go on my favorite places tour, which was very, very random. We had clearly a lot of delicious food, a lot of delicious drinks.
Too much. It was lovely. But I'm, yeah.
It really was.
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone else in Vegas wants to invite us to come out and interview people and eat their food. Oh, man. Mm. It's maybe not three times a year for like less than 50 hours
especially
each.
Especially in that, but short time frame. But yeah. It was great. And thanks to everybody who made it happen and all
oh
the
my
kind
goodness.
Of people who sent us food or suggested food or whatever it is.
Amazing. So grateful to everyone for all of these opportunities. And they, if you're still listening to this, thank you for listening to us just ramble about food for a very long time.
Look, it was delicious. And like I said, this is somewhat of revenge for all of the jealousy I have reading your emails.
Yeah.
Please keep them coming.
Yes. Also. Oh, never stop. Never stop.
Yes,
more.
Never
of those.
Stop. Well, speaking of, if you would like to contact us, you can. You can email us at hello@saverpod.com.
We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at SaverPod. And we do hope to hear from you and to post some pictures for real this time. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Discover Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is home to a thriving culinary scene based on products and traditions from the native Taino, African, and Spanish peoples that have influenced it.
When you go, there are a host of restaurants, bars, breweries, distilleries, farms, and coffee houses to dig into, from five-star experiences to local favorites.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.